Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Mr. Chairman, as I've related to the board previously, the board has adopted an ordinance already setting for referendum in November the additional half-cent sales tax for transportation. This public hearing and ordinance is to modify the language as requested by Department of Revenue. It doesn't change anything substantive about the use of the funds or the ballot issue.
I would just like to say, here we go again. We have a situation where the board a few years back asked to raise taxes, said, "Oh, it's enough," and said it would solve all our problems, the half cent sales tax. Well, here we go again with the government and their handout. They always got their handout for asking for more and more and more when families right now are struggling.
So that was Tom Danheiser, the Santa Rosa County attorney, explaining that the vote before them, the agenda item on Thursday, was truly a formality, a technical agreement to publish a referendum that would be on the ballot that would be approved by the taxing authority in the state of Florida, Department of Revenue, who basically came back to them and said, you can't say you're going to have an additional 1/2 cent local option sales tax and then also an impact fee, which is already in place contingent upon the local option sales tax, because it adds to an existing 1/2% local option sales tax. Therefore, you just have to call it a 1%. You can't say it's a new 1/2% because people might be confused and not realize there's already a 0.5% in place. So this is a language issue. Okay, that's all there is to it. And Tom Danheiser says that's why we're having to change it. But never one to pass up an opportunity to campaign from the podium. James Calkins says, this is outrageous.
We have folks that can't afford milk. Look at the gas prices. And here we are putting an item that could potentially raise taxes on housing and consumption.
I wouldn't even say potentially. I say it will. I mean, you know, local option sales tax will raise tax on consumption, and impact fees will raise a tax on, you know, houses. I actually agree with his assessment about that. It's other parts of this that I have an issue with.
Guess what? Let's say this passes. Mark my word. This board will come back again and say it's not enough, and they'll ask for more taxes again and again. And that's how we end up to be like New Jersey and California and all those other states. Because it never ends.
I would say that I have a lot of concerns about both of these, quite frankly, particularly impact fees. But a 1/2% sales tax in order to pay for just roads, okay, after everybody's been screaming about the roads being bad for as long as I have lived here, 10 years, seems like a fairly modest thing to do. Not quite sure that this 1/2% sales tax for roads is going to make us New Jersey, but okay.
We hadn't had any discussion lately about tolls on the bridge, which is good, but I'm not going to hold my breath. I fully believe that we need to vote this down today.
And he's said that many times, and he's certainly entitled to his opposition. That's fine. But again, this is purely procedural. They've already had the vote to make the impact fee and then that contingent upon the referendum of the local option sales tax increase. This is just a glitch fix. This is just changing the language.
Mr. Chairman, to clarify, this ordinance doesn't, you've already adopted a prior ordinance. It's going to be on the referendum. It's whether you have the correct language as requested by DOR.
Yeah, this is just fixing it to come into compliance with what the state agency wants to have. We'll come back to this in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are on North Palafox Road in between Fairfield and Jordan Street there, you're going to experience a lot of traffic going both north and southbound. Other than that, not seeing too much happening on the roadways this morning. Pace and Milton, you're looking clear all the way into Pensacola. If you're coming in from Cantonment on 29, looking good all the way down the interstate there. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are clear all the way down 98 over the bridge into Pensacola. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox, knocks them out. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to this conversation about the local option sales tax referendum issue that the Santa Rosa County Commission was voting just to clean up the language so the Department of Revenue could be happy. Tom Danheiser has now explained once in the beginning and a second time that this is of no substance, that it is just making the already approved ballot initiative in line with the language the Department of Revenue wants. So, Commissioner James Calkins.
I want to tell you another thing. So, let's see what the voters see. It says, fix our roads and infrastructure by levying a 1 cent surtax. But hey, read in the dotted lines right here. It said, right on this last sentence, it says, no less than 50% of the proceeds will be used for transportation. And if approved, transportation impact fees will take effect. No less than 50%. So 51% can be used for roads, and then you're good. Then you can grow the government with the rest. This is hosing the citizens. I wouldn't vote for this for nothing. And so I think it's wrong and it's deceptive to the voters and the citizens.
Now, when I first heard him say that, I was like, well, that's not what I thought it was for. I thought it was for roads. And now it's just 51%. Is there any clarification? Well, as you might suspect, he's really wrong. He's really wrong in his understanding. And it's going to make sense because, thank goodness, Tom Danheiser, very capable legal mind, former judge and now county attorney, tries to explain in terms anybody can understand.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to get involved in the debate, but I just want to make sure the board understands legally. You already have a half-cent sales tax. It's restricted by law for various infrastructure uses. I agree that the language the board approved initially, wording this as an additional half-cent, was really more clear, but unfortunately, DOR has directed that it has to be a 1 cent, existing half cent, if the voters approve. Of course, 1/2 plus 1/2 equals one, but this is the language that we've been directed by DOR to utilize.
I mean, it takes a second to digest that he just explained why everything James Calkins said was wrong. First of all, the reason for the 51% note, the reason for the no less than 50%, is because there are 2 half percent sales taxes. The first half percent sales tax already in effect can be used not for everything, not for just to grow government in some vague New Jersey sense that James Calkins wants to tell you about, but specifically, as Tom Danheiser said, according to statute, the things that are able to be used to fund, or that the funds are able to be used through local option sales tax, like buying a fire truck or paving a road, okay? Physical infrastructure, generally speaking, is the limitation. But the second half percent, if it passes, would be used only for roads. And if you put 1/2 and 1/2 together, you get 1. And since half of that must be used for roads, then no less than half must be used for roads. You see how this is an extraordinarily complicated math problem that James Calkins completely did not understand. So he had to have it explained to him by the county attorney, and I'm not sure that he still gets it anyway. They did the vote. No big surprise in the vote.
We got a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by raising your right hand. Any opposed, like sign. Let the record reflect it passed 3-2.
So no surprise there. 3-2. Sam Parker had voted against it before, and James Calkins had voted against it before, each for slightly different reasons. But, you know, there you go. That's the end of that. I will say this. I hesitate to bring this up, but it was funny. Following all of this conversation, transitioning to a report he was going to have about his site inspection, some stuff that he had done with the Department of Defense, at least I believe that's what it was, Colton Wright made the following comment.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Wright, now for a site visit update.
Well, now for something completely different. That's a throwback to an old 80s TV show, for those of us that remember that. I think it was not necessarily the news.
Oh, no! So, I love that he made the joke. That cracked me up.
Update.
This is funny.
Well, now for something completely different.
Nice. I was laughing. Jimmy was laughing. Everybody's laughing. That's great. But then...
That's a throwback to an old 80s TV show for those of us that
remember no.
That.
You don't need to say that part, but okay, here we go. But then...
I think it was not necessarily the news.
No!
Wow.
No! I'm so, I don't even know what to do with this. It wasn't not necessarily the news, Commissioner. It's Monty Python's Flying Circus. Oh, and I'm sure he knows. I'm sure he's like, oh, knew it, didn't nail it. 6:22 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. These are the things that make me laugh. Jimmy, do we make you laugh a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. All right, fair enough. We'll take it. now, whether it's remedial math education, it's funny, remedial math education for county commissioners or pop culture education, Pensacola State College. See how I did that? Pensacola State College, great resource, wonderful. Our kids, we sent two kids through Pensacola State College through dual enrollment, which means that they're in high school and they're in college at the same time. It means they get their high school credit and they also get college credit, and it's free. No cost to go to college, okay? Free books, free classes, great program. Each of our two oldest went for 3 years. That means that they went into UWF with a year and a half under their belt of college credit. So they both went in as half plus sophomores to work on their mechanical engineering degrees, which is what they're both majoring in. They loved it. And we loved it because PSC was, smaller class sizes, a good transition for them who'd done homeschooling. You know, it was teachers who were willing to work with you, multiple sections to pick from, multiple times to pick from. Very convenient for people who need flexibility in their schedule. And, we did, and it was very, very good for us. So I strongly recommend, whether you are a non-traditional student, traditional student, returning learner, or dual enrollment high school student, whatever, PSC has some great resources. In Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East, find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future educational goals at PensacolaState.edu.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Gallery Night is Friday night in downtown Pensacola. And this month, it's a celebration of our local military and Pensacola Navy Days. Wear red, white, and blue and show your support. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Enjoy a family-friendly and free movie at the Gullside Pavilion with cinemas in the sand Friday evening. Bring your chairs and blankets and enjoy The Parent Trap at sunset. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Victory is mine.
Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
We just recently rewatched Do the Right Thing, and it was Samuel Jackson, I think, was doing the voices for the radio announcer in that. This is just great. 627 here on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you were coming into Pensacola from Cantonment, you can expect to see a little bit of a slowdown on Highway 29, but clearing up right as you pass the 9 Mile Road intersection there. And Pace and Milton, you are looking good all the way into Pensacola from Woodbine and Chemukla. And Gulf Breeze Navarre, you are looking good all the way down 98 over the Gulf Breeze Bridge into Pensacola this morning as well. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Michael Cohen's testimony scheduled for today as former President Trump's trial resumes later this morning in New York City. McDonald's is now reportedly working on a new $5 value meal. Andrew, sources familiar with this move say the proposed meal could potentially feature a McChicken or a McDouble.
How much for just one bite?
For only $5.
I think this is they're going to call this the Hollywood Shuffle
yes.
value
you,
meal.
You remember when those were like 99 cents all day, every day?
No,
oh, man, the salad days.
The $1 big and tasty, that's what I remember, the $1 big and tasty.
Yep. And the first person in the world that received a pig kidney transplant has died. Rick Slayman had surgery in March. He received a pig kidney that had been genetically altered to reduce the risk of rejection. He died now 2 months after that procedure.
All right. Thanks so much, David. 628 here on News Radio Pensacola. We are still under a severe thunderstorm warning. That's the stronger one until 647 a.m. That's a little bit north and west of us. That's for Baldwin County and Escambia, Alabama. But we here in Escambia and Santa Rosa are still under a severe thunderstorm watch until 11 a.m. We're expecting a lot of strong weather throughout the day today and overnight tonight. So be aware, be prepared, have your plan, you know, all of that stuff, especially if you get caught in the middle of a tornado warning. If you're thinking about buying a home, selling a home, trying to decide if now is the right time, if it's better to wait, if you missed your chance already, and, you know, probably not the case, or just you want to get the job done well, you know, efficiently and for the best possible price, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they'll take care of you, answer your questions, help you understand the market. I know a lot of the, you kind of bring your, you know, non-expert analysis to the table, and this is what you think is going on. And it's a great opportunity to just ask some experts and find out what's really going on, and they'll tell you, okay, no problem. Now, here's what's really happening. Here's what we think is going to happen. Here's what we know is happening. Here's what we've seen lately. Here's what we can do for you. And that's the point. Get good information so you can make a really good adult decision. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Oh, this is fascinating. Apple has now apologized for that horrible, terrible YouTube video ad that they made. You know, the soul-crushing one, the one that takes all of the cool, innovative, creative technology that you've loved and puts it between a machine press and then forms a phone out of it, you know, your thinnest Apple iPhone ever, but it makes it look like Apple is now the company that's destroying all the creativity in the human race. Kind of like the opposite of the 1984 ad, where they're going to liberate you from the corporation, and now they are the corporation. Well, they've basically put out an apology and said, yeah, we realize we missed the mark. We realize this was wrong, and we're so sorry that we distressed you with this ad. So good for that. But how did this get through the process in the first place?
Fox News.
Chris Foster, a former attorney for former president, former President Donald Trump's the next star witness at his criminal hush money trial in New York.
Michael Cohen is expected to claim that the former president reimbursed him for the $130,000 hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. Cohen will claim Trump falsified business records by labeling those payments as legal fees.
Fox's Brooks Singman, a New Jersey Senate Democrat's second corruption trial starts today.
Senator Bob Menendez is accused of taking part in an alleged bribery scheme to help the nations of Egypt and Qatar in exchange for gold bars and luxury cars. Jury selection will begin today in New York, where Menendez is being tried separately from his wife, who's facing similar charges.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, a mistrial was declared in 2017 when the senator was accused of taking bribes from an eye doctor who was later convicted of Medicare fraud, and his 17-year sentence was cut short by then-President Trump. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne, 73 degrees right now, and cloudy skies here across the area. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch that's in effect all across the area this morning. Also, we had a severe thunderstorm warning in Alabama, Baldwin County and Escambia County, Alabama's. We also saw a child abduction alert. This was coming out of Alabama earlier this morning here in the last half hour. Alabama law enforcement agency says 3-year-old Willen Jace McLean was abducted by Willie Edward McLean. Now, they were both seen this morning in Forestdale, Alabama. That's just north of Birmingham. Investigators say they may be in a 1997 white Silverado. You can see more information on this and their photos on our News Radio Facebook page. And if you have any information on them or you see them, contact the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency. 18 people were shot over the weekend in a massive May Day party at an open field in the Stockton area in Baldwin County. That party happened on Upper Bryant's Landing Road. The sheriff's office says there were about 1,000 people there at the gathering. Witnesses say the event had been peaceful until an argument broke out, and at that point, at least one subject began shooting into the crowd. Deputies say there may have been multiple shooters. 18 people were shot in total. 3 died from their injuries. The Baldwin County Major Crimes Unit is currently investigating the incident. Law enforcement is asking anybody who has information to contact them. Also, police investigating a shooting last night at the Paparazzi nightclub in East Gregory in Pensacola. Police say that happened about 9 o'clock last night inside of that club. Officers found one male with a gunshot wound when they arrived. PPD says officers attempted life-saving measures for the victim, who was then taken to a local hospital. As of now, there's no word on that victim's current condition. Crime scene units are still processing the scene. The shooting does remain under investigation. And if you have any information on that, contact Pensacola Police or call Crime Stoppers. Today marks the start of National Police Week in Washington, D.C. They're paying tribute to America's law enforcement community.
This is a very important reminder for us that we don't forget those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice.
That is Florida Police Detective Angel Rodriguez, and there is a candlelight vigil that's happening tonight in Miami-Dade. They'll be honoring the officers who've died and recently been added to their police memorial. National Police Week was first proclaimed by President John F. Kennedy in 1962. A new Disney attraction, now just a few weeks from opening. Disney announced yesterday that Tiana's Bayou Adventure is opening June 28th in the Magic Kingdom Park. The attraction will celebrate Princess Tiana. Disney says it's set against the music and excitement of a New Orleans celebration. Disney says it'll feature adorable critters that play instruments made of natural materials found in the bayou. Also, some type of a 50-foot drop on that ride as well. It is 6:35 here at News Radio Pensacola, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing so far?
Well, if you are in Gulf Breeze, or my apologies, if you are in Milton and you're heading southbound into Navarre, you are going to see a lot of buildup on Highway 87 right at the intersection of Navarre Parkway, heading eastbound on 98 as well. We are seeing the traffic building up in Windhaven Beach all the way into Hurlburt Field, so expect some slowdowns there. In Pace and Milton, you are looking pretty good. Traffic starting to build up a little bit on Woodbine right before the intersection of Highway 90, but looking clear into Pensacola. And in Pensacola, If you're driving down North Palafox Street, you can expect to see some slowdowns going north and southbound in between West Fairfield and East Jordan Street. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms through the morning hours. Severe weather possible. Damaging winds, possibility of hail, and a tornado threat in these storms. They will move out as we go into the afternoon, but move back in as we go into the evening hours. High today near 80 degrees, low tonight near 72. Showers and thunderstorms for Tuesday morning come to an end around 2 to 3 a.m. We'll still see some slight rain chances Tuesday afternoon. High near 83, low near 72. Much calmer on Wednesday, mostly sunny, 10% chance of rain, high near 86. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, again, severe thunderstorm watch across the area. We do have 73 degrees in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, and 68 right now in Milton. Our next news at 7. We have breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A Texas federal judge has temporarily halted a plan by the Biden administration to lower late fees on credit cards to $8, and it was slated to go into effect this week. The ruling by Judge Mark Pittman is a huge win for big banks and major credit card companies who rake in billions in revenue each year from late fees. Previously, the average credit card late fee was $32. SoftBank has posted a $4.6 billion gain on its Vision Fund in the fiscal year ending in March. It is the first time the flagship tech investment arm has been in the black since 2021. The gain in the Vision Fund was due in large part to the initial public offering of chip designer Arm last year. SoftBank founder had revealed in 2023 that the firm would shift into offense mode and depart from its cautious approach to start making more investments. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 125. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
The inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Parade is Saturday, May 18th. This special parade from Veterans Park to Community Maritime Park along Bayfront rolls at 9:30. Bring your family and wear red, white, and blue to show your love for the men and women in uniform. This no-throw parade will be patriotic and feature many of the commands at NAS Pensacola riding on the Mardi Gras floats of the crews you love. Then come to Community Maritime Park for a Navy Days ceremony, ROTC exhibition, and family fun fest featuring static displays. Get more at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
News Radio Pensacola.
Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
With Oprah Winfrey's new weight loss apology. She's saying she was a major contributor to an unforgiving diet culture over the decades. Well, now she is in the spotlight over her use of weight loss drugs.
I know we've been criticized, we've been scrutinized, we've been shamed.
Oprah Winfrey is shedding the shame around weight.
I have been a steadfast participant in this diet culture.
Her apology about contributing to the toxic diet culture, part of a three-hour-long Weight Watchers special, a sobering moment for the icon who for decades was the face of the weight loss journey for millions, even as she herself was shamed in print and on TV.
Pretty girl and you're single, you must lose the weight.
I'm going to.
Wow. We have so changed as a culture. You're a pretty girl. You're still single. You must lose the weight, which to some people would just seem like solid dating advice. But to other people, oh, God, no, how can you say that? Well, now Oprah Winfrey on Thursday did this town hall where it was a Weight Watchers town hall, which I thought was kind of a bizarre thing, where she's basically apologizing for everything that she ever did relating to encouraging people to lose weight, which, of course, she's had a on-again, off-again relationship with that over her life. And that infamous fat wagon moment, if you don't remember, where she brought like 50 pounds of animal fat out on stage with her in a little red wagon to show what she had lost and couldn't believe she carried that with her.
Now pointing to that infamous moment in 1988 when she wheeled out a wagon of fat as her biggest regret.
It is amazing to me that I can't lift it, but I used to carry it around every day.
It sent a message that starving yourself with a liquid diet set a standard for people watching that I nor anybody else could uphold.
And of course, now, you know, she's on an unnamed or has been taking an unnamed, although you assume it's Ozempic, but maybe it's not, diabetes related drug, which is what those drugs have now been, you know, sort of used for, right? For the regulation of weight. The question that I had about this is, I never mind somebody who changes their view, apologizes for their view, repents, you know, is kind of the biblical term for this. But repentance carries an effort to make right. You know, genuine repentance carries an effort to make right. And so the natural next question you would ask is, I'm so sorry for all the harm I've caused. What are you doing other than apologizing for it? And this is not a unique criticism of Oprah. This is like all people, you know. If you did damage by saying something bad for a long time, then wanting to make up for that means undoing the damage or, what we have in a court of law, compensating for the damage, you know? Because if you now acknowledge that the money you made for being an advocate for all those years did bad things to people, then you want to compensate them or give back or, you know, take that money that you made so much of and invest it into something to counteract the harm, right? A message of, body positivity or healthy weight loss or something, you know, other than this. And so what I didn't hear was a willingness to take, you know, some or all of the money that was made over those years for this purpose and give that back in some way. Now, just as a contrast, okay? As a contrast, you have like this famous story of Zacchaeus, you know, the tax collector. In the New Testament with Jesus, you know, Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he? You know, he climbed up in the sycamore tree, and then Jesus sees him, and then he invites him to his house, and he goes there, and he promises to give back everything at the four times penalty. You know, I'm going to give half my money away to the poor, and anybody I defrauded, I'm going to give them four times back what I owed him. Like, that's repentance. And again, I don't care one way or the other about Oprah Winfrey in particular. As a model, when people genuinely express repentance and sorrow, that's what you kind of expect from them, is some effort to make it good. And in yourself, you know, is how serious are you? Enough to say words? That's something. Enough to actually go back and make up for the harm you've done? Well, you know, as any of you who have ever been through a 12-step program know, that's one of the key steps, is making up for the wrongs, righting the wrongs to the degree that you're capable of doing it. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are heading eastbound on I-10, looks like we got some construction that's slowing down traffic in between Pine Forest and the Pensacola Boulevard intersection. And if you're heading eastbound on 98, right at the 87 intersection with Navarre Parkway, we have a vehicle crash that is slowing down traffic, backing up traffic on 87 for, it looks about a half mile now, slowly building up there, so expect some delays through there. And Pace and Milton, you are showing some buildup on Woodbine Drive, but clear on Chemukla if you want to hop on Guernsey and take that as an alternate route to get onto Highway 90. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Summit Racing. Shop summitracing.com to keep your ride road trip ready. Use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Exclusions apply. Offer ends June 2nd, 2024. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Pensacola Hardware is having its end-of-season blowout on heaters and fireplace accessories. While supplies last, you can get fireplace screens, ceramic heaters, outdoor fireplaces, LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, Hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces, propane convection heaters, electric tower heaters, again, while they are available. And it's not the time right now when you want to use one necessarily, but that's why it's now to buy one. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. Of course, you can go there for any of your hardware needs, your advice, anything like that. If you're working on a project and you think you know what to do, or you're not sure what to do, either way, they're a great place to get good quality supplies and advice. 437-1620. Somebody texted me in, 437-1620. Apologies are not good enough for Andrew. You want to push your nose in the poop and say bad dog. Come on, give it a rest, and I can't stand Oprah. I love your flair for expression, by the way. No, it's just that genuine apologies are more than just the words. And it is very convenient, particularly, and this is why I try to say it's not really about Oprah, it's just as an example, for somebody like Oprah to make all massive amounts of money promoting something that she now says was harmful. Okay? That's the idea. Promoting something that she says was harmful, and now just saying, you know, that it was harmful. Well, you know, maybe somebody who didn't have all that wealth laying around might not have any obligation to do more, but I think you certainly can. And just, by the way, there's a couple of other interesting stories here. Just in this vicinity of health and body image and the things that are going on in the world, just to, like, kind of make you aware of what's out there. And sometimes, God, it's horrifying to imagine. Saw a story the other day. Pardon me, it was in Allure magazine. No, I wasn't reading it, but I get one of these aggregator emails that says, maybe I was reading it just for me, you know, a few beauty tips, you know, how to get my hair just right. Anyway, headline, you ready? Want green eyes? That'll be $12,000. One of the newest forms of cosmetic optometry surgery. I can't even say that one. I don't usually find a lot of words I can't say, but that's one I can't say right. Ophthalmology, yes. Ophthalmological, I guess it would be. Anyway, they drill these little tiny holes in your eye, and then they put pigment in there, tattooing your eye, sort of, permanently changing the color. It's called keratopigmentation, a procedure to permanently change your eye color. Performed for at least a decade in Europe, gaining popularity in the U.S. Only a handful of clinics currently do it, half of them located in the New York metropolitan area. So it's a laser, okay? Laser bores a round tunnel into the cornea, and it fills it with blue pigment or green pigment or whatever. 20 minutes, $12,000, and you can have eyes that really pop. And, you know, they say it's no more risky than any other kind of eye surgery that you would have, and to which I say, but you just got the one pair. You know, you just have the one pair. And if they get it wrong or you don't like it in the end, you know, it's not really possible to undo it. 12% complication rate, slight sensitivity, and some color fade from the original. But, you know, compared to a lot of other procedures, not that big of a deal. First patients originally and one of the doctors they were interviewing were brides whose wedding nights are approaching and whose husbands hadn't seen their eyes without color contacts. Oh, my God. People, you've been wearing green contacts all this time, and now so that your husband never has to see your real eye color, you're going to get $12,000 eye tats for permanent. I mean, where are we as a world where this is the case? I got it. There's several stories like this. For example, Gen Z, the new status symbol, because you have social media filters. This is from Business Insider. You know, to make yourself look different in your social media. People are now getting actual body modifications, including facial injections, so that they can look more like the filters they use of themselves on Instagram.
Hmm.
And then this study. Researchers at York University says they surveyed female college students. Had half of them continue using social media like normal. The other half, for just a week, gave up Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Probably Instagram and TikTok. I don't think that a lot of college students are using Facebook. They gave it up for a week. The women who stopped using social media for a week had a significant boost in self-esteem and body image, perhaps because those women spent less time comparing themselves to others or replaced their social media use with healthier behaviors like, you know, sleeping, exercising, or socializing with friends. Literally, better for you to stare at a wall than Instagram. For your social health, for your psychological health, for your body image, all of that. So just kind of put it all together. And the question is, are you the kind of person who today is promoting or participating in social media of the sort that is affecting women's body image in an unhealthy way? Or aren't you? Because you don't want to be the Oprah of the future getting criticized by some talk show host for half repenting with a statement but not actually following through with any actions to back it up. See how I tied that all together in one little weird bow? 6:52 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join the thousands of recyclers who strive to eliminate recycling contamination every day by following the Core Four. The Core Four includes glass containers, plastics one and two, cardboard and mixed paper, and metal cans. Remember, if you're not sure if an item can be recycled, think, when in doubt, throw it out and put it in your garbage can instead of recycling. Visit ecua.fl.gov for more information. That's ecua.fl.gov. And thank you for being ECUA's recycling partner.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Put down the gun and give me my detonators.
Bunch of texts in here. Basically, the gist of most of them is, hey, thank you for sharing this. Thank you for talking about this. This stuff is crazy. This one is really poignant from a very regular, longtime listener. Says, good topic. The weight loss culture killed my wife. She was a good woman. She never recovered from a gastric bypass surgery. Terrible way to die. If you look into it, the results are terrible. Most of the weight loss deals don't work long term. I'm very bitter about this. They took my wife. Thank you. To me, I assume he means. I know it was her choice, but all the dangers were not explained. Just, man. And that's the extreme example. Horrible. I'm so sorry. But you create this kind of culture of dissatisfaction, of inadequacy, of, and you know what? It's on both sides too. But I mean, you know, women compare themselves to these magazines or nowadays online, whatever. Okay. And we all fabricate some version of it that's not real. It's one of the things I used to, when I used to talk about premarital dating advice for folks, I'd say things like, don't get married until you've seen him with the flu. You know, no makeup, okay, or both, ideally. You know, and that's not that's both directions. You know, see how people are when they're awful. You know, get a real picture. I also always say, you know, I have a lot of advice for premaritals. One is, can you be happy with them forever if they never get any better at anything, and if they get a little worse at everything? You should be able to say yes. No, but like, you know, guys, look at all these magazines or, you know, these online or whatever. No real woman can compete with that. Even the real women in those aren't real. You know how many shots and filters and lighting adjustments it takes to make just the one photo? And then half the time it's touched up or airbrushed or photoshopped or what. You know, I mean, like, you make it impossible to just be happy with a real person. And so then they're responding to that impossibility, trying to compete up to a standard that doesn't even exist for those women. I just, you know, this is all super unhealthy. 6:56 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
The crash we mentioned earlier is still prevalent on the road at 87 and Navarre Parkway, but traffic on 87 has cleared up going southbound at that intersection, so you won't be as backed up as it was. If you're heading eastbound on 98, just east of there, heading towards Windhaven Beach, you can experience a little bit of backup there. If you're coming in from Pacer Milton, Woodbine Road is backing up this morning a little bit, but Guernsey is still clear going into Chemukla, so if you want to take that as an alternate route. And in Pensacola, if you are driving on North Palafox Street, you can expect to see some slowdowns at the intersections of Fairfield and Tahar. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, no injuries were reported after the wing of a Delta Airlines plane apparently hit a parked Spirit Airlines plane last night at the Hopkins International Airport in Cleveland. Right now, there's no word on what led to that collision. Protests on college campuses over the Israel-Hamas war spilled over into graduation ceremonies over the weekend. A group of students walked out during Jerry Seinfeld's commencement address at Duke University on Sunday. Walkouts also happened during commencements at the University of California, Berkeley, Rutgers University, and the University of Wisconsin-Madison, as well as numerous others around the country. And Andrew, there might be a horse racing Triple Crown winner this year. Officials have announced that the Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan, will be running in the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico and is currently on his way to Baltimore. There have only been two Triple Crown winners since Seattle Slough and Affirmed one back-to-back in 77 and 78.
All right, very good. David, 6:58 News Radio Pensacola. Time for future news. Sorry, Jimmy. There we go. All right. So, future news. Will we get a simplification of the incorporation process from Alex Andrade?
I hope so. I hope so, too.
I love that idea. Will the Thunderbirds fly at the NAS Homecoming show?
And yes.
I'm going to say no, though I would love to see it.
Natural country.
Will Target eventually suffer long-term because of their pride?
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.